It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey, Kent Clothier here again and back at the Time Is Now podcast to talk to you about one of my favorite topics and what are one of the little mind hacks that I have out there that kind of keep me pushing, keep me going for it, and things I share with our clients and our students from all over the world and kind of trying to help them to push ahead and keep their head in the game as well. Here's one of the things that I can tell you. You have to get comfortable with the simple fact is that you are going to get knocked down and you are absolutely going to think long and hard about leaving this business, any business. I mean, statistically speaking, just do the math. I mean, most businesses fail. Most small businesses, I don't know exactly the statistic, but I'm going to paraphrase it. But most small businesses, at least 90% of them fail inside of the first 5 years. So statistically speaking, most of us are going to fall down. The question is, are you comfortable staying down? I mean, if you're not comfortable staying down, then you're not really failing. You're just, you have a lesson here or there. You got a misstep here or there. That's all it is. I mean, that's all it is. It's a misfire. But you figure out how to get back up. You dust yourself off and you get back in the game and you keep going. So if that's the case, that's what you've got to get comfortable with, right? Is that understanding you're going to get tested. Your resolve will be tested like you've never even can possibly imagine. And many of you that are listening right now know exactly what I'm talking about. You might be going through it right now. You might be getting kicked in the ass right now trying to figure out, oh my God, how am I going to get through this? And you're just going to get through it. You're going to keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep pushing. You're just not going to give up. You only lose if you give up. If you give up, you're done. But I promise you that if you'll keep pushing and you'll keep trying and you will not stop, even for one day, you just keep doing something every single day, sooner rather than later, it will all come together. That's how it works. I mean, there's a reason why entrepreneurs are what make the small business goes around. And for small business drives big business, drives the economy. I mean, it is what it is. There's a reason why that's the case, because we are unique. We are batshit crazy. We are so out of our friggin' minds when you think about it. We are delusional. We are the people that wake up every morning and truly believe that we cannot work for anybody. We are 100% unemployable. We don't take direction well. We don't necessarily play nice with others when it comes to people telling us what to do. And we absolutely believe that we, inside of our flesh and bones, that we have the ability to change the world. I mean, how insane do we sound? So when we do it, people, look at us like, oh my God, man, they're amazing. No, we're not amazing. We're just so crazy that we're willing to go for it and make our dreams come true. And we're not willing to give up. We're not willing to give in. And we're willing to get slapped around repeatedly over and over and over. We're willing to lose everything repeatedly over and over and over. And willing to go through the struggle, go through the fight, get on the brink of destruction more times than you can ever even possibly imagine. Feast or famine, have no money in the bank, and but all kinds of people that owe you money out there. That's our lives. That's what we do every single day. That's what makes it happen. But when it hits, when you finally get the big one, it's amazing, because the hustle has turned into a business. So I can tell you, for those of you that are just starting off, if you have any, delusions about, oh, it's just going to be amazing, I'm just going to push a button and suddenly the tooth fairy is going to show up with buckets of money at my front door. This guy on the internet told me that I could make tens of thousands of dollars if I just sent 4 emails. Yeah. If that's you, let me help you understand something, right? You are about to get punched in the face like you've never thought. If you are up against the ropes right now and you're struggling, and for whatever's going on in your business, I'm telling you, keep on pushing. Go look at any entrepreneur that you truly admire. The wealthiest people in the world are the people that are in your circle right now. And I promise you, if you do your research and you get down in there and you really read their life story and you really understand what they go through, if you do a little bit of research on it, you're going to find that they struggled at some point. They came close to losing it, or they did lose it, and they figured out how to rise from the ashes. We all go through it. It's a rite of passage. So get used to it, baby. You are no different. Get used to it. And the quicker and faster you get to that point where you just understand that this is what's got to happen in order for me to get there, then the better off you're going to be, because you no longer will live in fear of it. You're just willing to do whatever it takes. You know, I found it, I thought it was really interesting. I read something one time, not too long ago, and it was one of the Navy SEAL instructors, and he was being interviewed. I want to say it was on Business Insider. It was one of them, they asked him, you know, what the people that make it and the guys and the people that don't make it, what's the difference? And he had it was unbelievable what he talked about. He's like, the people that don't make it are the people that it wasn't their life's dream. They don't have that burning desire down inside. And basically, it was another achievement. It was a notch on their belt. It was something that they felt like they had to do. It was a natural progression. They'd always been the star athlete, or they'd always been the all-star and everything they'd ever done. And so now it's just like, hey, now I'm going to go become a Navy SEAL. And those are the people that have a tendency to wash out. On the other side, he said the people that have a tendency to be able to stay there and, you know, to get the shit beat out of them for days upon days upon days and get their mental toughness and their physical toughness just tested beyond anything you and I would ever even could possibly imagine. He's like, the people that get through all that, this has always been part of who they are. In their guts, in every fiber of their body, this is who they are. They're going to achieve it one way or the other. Falling and getting beat down and beat up and all the mental torture that they're put through is just it's the process. They know they've got to go through it in order to get what they want. And it is what it is. It was never a question of giving up. They automatically assume this is part of the process. And the quicker you and I get to that kind of thinking when it comes to being an entrepreneur, the faster you can just get through it. When you just automatically assume, man, you know what? I'm okay. It's not going to kill me. And I got to go through some tough times in order to get to the other side. Then the faster you will get to the other side. If you continually live in fear of falling down, then you will almost surely.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.